Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. So, Sunday is Mother's Day. I love Mother's Day. I love it because I'm a mother, and it gives me a special day to really think about what that means for me. Preparing for this week's podcast, it's got me thinking about what Mother's Day is to, well, everyone, all different types of people. What it was to me before I had children, what it is to me in regards to my own mother, all of those things. There is a quote that for me sums up motherhood. It is by Rajneesh, which, yes, I am aware that that is the new name that Osho took on. And I know that that means different things to different people. Apparently to some people, it is a hot button topic. But no matter what that means to you, enlightenment or something else, the quote itself is perfect and beautiful. And I'm going to share it with you. The moment a child is born, the mother is born. She never existed before. The woman existed, but the mother never. A mother is something absolutely new. It's true. It's true. If you think that motherhood won't change you or didn't change you, you're wrong. And if you think that motherhood doesn't change your friends or your spouse or whatever, you're wrong. It is an awe-inspiring, life-changing, all-encompassing shift. To grow that life within you, to bring it into this world, to adopt a child, whatever it is, to take on that life is something that changes you from what you were into something entirely new. Now, I don't mean to undercut fathers, and I know there's a lot of fathers who play mother too, so understand that I value that. But for this particular episode, instead of having that argument in your mind, allow yourself to embrace the concept of motherhood. Your own if you're a mother, if you're a man, perhaps that of your wife, perhaps that of your own mother, grandmother. Let's just think about mothers for a minute. The women. We are so affected by that role in our lives, right? If you're a male playing the mother's role, I'm talking to you too, okay? We have to know the value of that role. Now, sometimes that value is seemingly negative. Sometimes it forces growth. And when that has been the case for us, we have to remember that we chose our mothers from the clarity of spirit, knowing full well what we were likely to experience as their child. And so if that was a challenge, torture even, we came here to embrace that, to learn from it, to grow from it. If you chose a mother who was saintly, perfect, everything a mom should be, you chose that too. And our children choose us. Understand that we didn't do this to our children. They do it to us. They choose us. It is what we do after that moment that makes a mother, not just a woman with a kid. There's another quote. When I found it, it was attributed to Nancy Friday. It says this. When I stopped seeing my mother with the eyes of a child, I saw the woman who helped me give birth to myself. The assumption, the immediate reaction to that is to go positive with it, right? That she was so wonderful, she helped me give birth to myself. But let's be clear, sometimes she was so awful, she helped me give birth to myself. And some of us are still in labor. No matter which role your mother played, the angel or the devil or somewhere in between. She did. He did. Help you give birth to yourself. Recognize that. The role that a mother played for you and the role that perhaps you play now. For the life of a child, an innocent, a young human body with a spirit inside, anxious to experience this world and to awaken, to be a good mother, a good parent, a good steward to the potential of an innocent. There's one thing you must do first. You must first fall in love with your own life. You must love it. Not because it's perfect. It won't be. Not because you have all of your desires. You won't. You must love it. Because that presence, power, and point of view are the greatest gifts that you can possibly give to your child. Remember, they will not learn from what you say. They will learn from who you are. Let's make that the best possible version of ourselves. Not perfect. Perfect is boring. Let's aim for genuine and compassionate. Let's focus on strong and light, funny and interested. Let's grow. And let's let them watch. Let's let them watch us grow and change. Let's let them hear us apologize. Let's be everything we can be so that they'll know that they can do the same, that they can be absolutely anything and everything they desire, other than a unicorn. My daughter used to want to be a unicorn. It's important. It's important. It's important that we don't hide who we are either. So many of us as adults, we were raised by a generation of people who hid who they were or tried to. And we were often raised to idealize them and to not allow ourselves to experience their negative. All the time, I remind people after their mother figure has passed that she wants them to remember how she sucked too, right? Because if you don't remember that, you're missing part of the point, part of why you chose her. We choose them, and they chose us to learn and to grow, to be the catalyst for change, for learning, for awareness and awakening. And that is absolutely perfect and must be embraced 100%. Something interesting to think about is scorpions. Scorpions have 100 babies at a time. Did you know that? And they don't lay eggs. They have live birth. And they give birth like humans, one baby at a time. I mean, there's multiples in there. I had twins, but one comes out at a time, right? That's crazy. And here they are, these seemingly ferocious creatures, right? This powerful stinger, this hard shell. They carry their babies on their backs. All 100 of them. They carry them. They're full. I mean, they look like little tiny scorpions, but their exoskeleton hasn't hardened and it isn't even black yet. And their stingers don't work. And so the mothers carry them. Even though some species of scorpion eats their mothers while they ride there. Right through her exoskeleton, they suck her out like nursing. And yet she carries them. She carries them until they are strong enough to hunt and protect themselves. It's pretty incredible. It's quite a metaphor for, for motherhood in many ways and in many circumstances. A mother is ferocious and gentle. She is calm until she's had enough, and then that tail just strikes. I know that that's a generalization. I know that there are mothers who are absolutely horrendous, awful human beings, and I know that there are mothers who never once lose their cool. But there's not a whole lot of those. I want you to know, beloved, that the type of genuine, unconditional love that comes when you become a mother, assuming that all the hormones and chemicals that are supposed to release in your brain release correctly, assuming that you can overcome any way that you may have been scarred yourself, the person who is awakened or awakening has the potential to be the ideal parent. To sit back and watch someone, like the quote said, give birth to themselves. To recognize with empathy that this is someone different than you. They might look just like you. They might be your mini you. They might be just like you in so many ways, but they are not you. Their fears are not the same. Their desires are not the same. Their insecurities are not the same. Do not overlay them with yours. Allow them to be exactly who they are. Guide them. Teach them everything that you can, but always remember they will learn more from who you are than by what you say. So fall in love with your life. And it's never too late. It's never too late to be better. If you recognize you need to do better, to be more calm, to be more gentle, accept it and tell them. Tell them, I learned something about me. And I'm going to work on it, and I'm going to be a better person. You watch, and they will. Even that snotty teenager that you think isn't paying attention. They are. Think about the things you remember from when you were that age. Remember, beloved, our relationships are the biggest part of life school. No. You can't understand what it is to be a mother if you are not one. But you have one. Maybe you're married to one. Maybe you will be one. I remember when I was a teacher, people were constantly asking me when I was going to have kids. And for most of my teaching career, I was convinced I wasn't going to. In reflection, I wasn't with the person that was meant to be the father of my children. I mean, I had dreamt of them my whole life. I even had dreams of them during that time. Sometimes I would wake up and I could smell them. And I still, my body, my desire was not aligned with motherhood until the day that it was, until it just clicked. And I was older than most people are. I was 34 years old. And all of a sudden, just like that, I knew it was time. I said, the twins will come. And I started to change. I remember being very afraid that once they got here, I wouldn't be as valuable to my husband, that I wouldn't be the most important thing to him. I wouldn't have anyone who loved me more than anybody else. And I'm not sure if I've even told him this, but second the twins were born, my very first thought, the very first one was, please, please tell me that you love them more than you love me. That was all I wanted. I no longer cared, and I still don't. I mean, I want him to love me, don't get me wrong. And I recognize they will grow up and they will move away or out of the house, hopefully in the neighborhood. And he and I will have what's left. But I want him to love them more than he loves me. Because the love I have for them, I cannot even describe. The second I saw them, something in me healed and changed forever. I hope you had that experience too. Some of you are waiting for it. And some of you maybe didn't have it. Maybe the situation was not ideal. Maybe the right hormones didn't release in your body. Maybe you struggled to bond. That's okay too. You didn't do wrong by them. They chose you. They chose you from the clarity of spirit, which means they knew full well that you were likely to struggle. And they chose to bear witness. So what's your job? Do the best you can with it. Do the best you can with this life. Learn and grow and change and fall in love with your life. Think about it, lovelies. It's easier than you think. It starts with a choice. It's the cosmic law of correspondence. The first thing is I choose. I choose to look for the rainbows instead of the clouds. I choose to love my life. And if that means I have to change things, I will. The second phase, step in the law of correspondence is to learn and grow, to embrace the life school. What do I learn and how do I grow? I want to strangle my children. What do I learn and how do I grow? Maybe it's patience. Maybe it's breathe. Maybe it's set expectations ahead of time. I don't know, but you do. Learn and grow and change and evolve. Awaken. And the third, there are three, the third law is to watch what you think about, because your thoughts grow your emotions. If you focus on the bad things, that they don't clean up after themselves, they have a harsh mouth, whatever it is, you will grow one type of emotion. But you can choose. You can choose to focus on the good things. You can choose to focus on the potential. You can choose to focus on the changes that you can make to help them make some too. We don't need to be perfect. We don't need to have everything we desire. We just need to love life, to laugh more, and to create whatever boundaries or changes we need to that will make that possible. Embrace your life, embrace your children, embrace your mothers, and have the best Mother's Day ever. Whether it's on the day of the calendar, or it's today, or any other day that you choose. Until next time, beloved, namaste. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom. And I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.
Hi, beauties. My name is Megan, and I couldn't pass up an opportunity to share who Jennifer Hall really is with all of you. Jennifer is a gifted woman who loves to share the tips and tricks of mastering lessons from the universe through real-life experiences. When I found Jennifer about 2 years ago, I did not know what to expect. My past conditioning had me fearing psychics and avoiding them, and that was something I overcame within my first conversation with Jennifer. She has no desire to control you or make decisions for you, but she will tell you what's best for your highest good, and it's up to you to do the work or not. It's very common for people to seek out a psychic to read the future, and sure, it's human nature to want to know what we don't know to find the certainty in life, but what you actually get through Jennifer is so much deeper than knowing with certainty. It's really about how to grow through the uncertainty and embrace the power each of us hold deep within our own sovereignty and untapped gifts. Jennifer has helped me grow through many lessons in life. Relationship lessons with my husband of 15 years, my gifted and stubborn children, career lessons that involved overcoming complacency and dealing with difficult bosses, and of course, lessons for my spiritual growth and tapping into and embodying my own authenticity. Her podcast, Lessons from the Universe, is food for the soul. It is channeled wisdom, and it is personal wisdom that she picked up as she learned and grew into who she is today. Jennifer is well known and sought out. I have people from all over the world reaching out to me to provide a referral to her so that she can speak with them and they're able to meet her. This podcast makes it possible for people all over the world to receive her messages and receive the love that she pours into the collective. If you aren't a patron today, please consider becoming one and donating as much as $1 per month. If all of her beloved fans donated just $1, it would make an amazing impact on her offerings to the world. I meet with Jennifer monthly, and I'm also a patron because I believe so much in the lessons from the universe, and I have witnessed the beauty in learning and growing, the beauty in overcoming and smashing the many bubbles of conditioning that I succumbed to in my past. I have a new, more powerful story, and a big part of this story is embracing lessons from the universe. Your story will continue to change, and your donations will help many others change their stories across the globe, allowing the story of the collective to change for the best as well. If you love and live through the lessons from the universe as much as I do, like, share, and become a patron, and watch Lessons from the Universe take the rest of the world by surprise in the best ways possible. Sending light and love to all of you. Namaste.